Let us bow our heads for the opening prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us throughout this week. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, for your mighty blessings and your hand upon our life, Father. Right now, Father, as we come before your presence, Father, to hear your word, we ask you, Lord, to open up our hearts and our spirits, Lord, to receive what you would say to us today, Father. Give us understanding, give us wisdom, and Lord God, speak to us, Father. Let your word come forth today with boldness, with accuracy, with anointing and power. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. I welcome everyone to today's fellowship. I pray that none of us will leave here the same way we came. We'll be wiser and more informed about the way we should follow to be able to embrace new things from God. The title of our message today is The Way to Go is to Follow the New Things and Not the Former. This title is telling us, or rather this topic is going to talk to us about the importance of embracing change and new beginnings in your journey in life, rather than dwelling on the past or clinging to your old ways. Because new beginnings are very crucial for our personal development and growth in life. New beginnings help us to shed off old habits and patterns. They help us to embrace change, especially those changes that are coming from our Father in heaven. A new beginning can be a very powerful reset button in our life. It gives us the opportunity to learn from our past mistakes and experiences. A new beginning can also serve as a stepping stone towards a more fulfilling and productive future. A new beginning can stir up revival in us, because God is constantly at work, bringing about new things in our lives, opportunities. He brings us new revelations, and he gives us new ideas. And your growth comes from actively engaging in these new things. God inspires us with new ideas, whether for growth or for increase in our lives, or for new ideas in our businesses, or problem solving, or for our education, or professional pursuits, or whatever particular purpose you are seeking. All your inspirations comes from God, because he is the source of our innovation and provision for new things. These new things prompt us to embrace change as we look forward to new beginnings. Our divine prompting and inspiration comes from God, who works in us and with us through the Holy Spirit. God initiates change in us. He works both to will and to do. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." God is the source of both our desire and our ability to do new things. It is God who empowered us to do these things. That means our ability to do these things and follow God's will comes as we rely on God's grace and power. Because we cannot achieve all these things on our own. It is not possible. If we want to grow personally, or if we want to grow financially, or if we want to grow spiritually, we must follow the new things God has planned for us. We have to move beyond the past and anticipate the new things God is doing. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 to 19. Let's listen carefully to Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19.
"Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know? It will even make way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. This is a direct declaration by God to actively bring to pass in our life something new and transformative. God has the ability to bring about positive new changes in our lives at any time. Not if, but certainly When the new things God is doing springs forth, shall you not know it? Prophet Isaiah is saying, shall you not know it? Because we feel that change in you through the Holy Spirit inspiration. This calls for us to be attentive, also sensitive, to listen patiently to what God is initiating in our lives. We should be observing the new things He's doing because He is constantly working, doing new things even now in our lives. The way to go is to follow the new things and not the former. It encourages us to release our past hurts, our past pain, our past mistake, and all our past regrets. Release them, throw them off in the garbage bin behind you. So you will not allow them to define you or hinder your present nor obstruct your future. We should move past our former relationships, the hurts that came with it, and the disappointment that we have experienced. Let them all go. Move past your failures and determine to try again. Allow the Lord to direct your steps into new things He's doing for you. Allow Him to order your steps into the way of the new things you have decided upon. Psalm 37, listen please to Psalm 37, verse 23 to 24, what He's saying to us. Psalm 37, verse 23 to 24.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth his way in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. This means that it is God who guides and directs the life of a person that is determined to follow His commandments and live a life pleasing to God. That is who is referred to as a good man. No matter what happens to them, the Lord has their back. They will never fall. No matter what challenges they face, God establishes their steps. Even when they stumble, they will not be cast down because God will uphold them. Focus on God because He's always doing something new, and He takes pleasure in guiding and supporting those who seek Him with all their hearts. As believers, we should be open to these new things, whether they be new experiences, new insights, or new opportunities for growth, or new environment, or new school, or fresh location, new profession, or new relationship, or new ideas. Adapt to the new change. Because these new things can come in spiritual transformation for you. They can help you to a greater understanding of yourself. They can help you to promote a sense of well-being. They can help you to heal your past wounds. They can help you seek to renew your mind that align your life with God's will. As you focus on the new things God is doing for you, you can cultivate hope and trust in God's plans for your lives, even in the midst of uncertainty. God has told us, I just want to remind you, God has told us not to dwell on the past, but to look forward to the new thing he's about to do. Again, I will repeat Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19, that says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, not later, not tomorrow. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts. So says the word of the Lord. This is a call for us to embrace change and trust in God's promises for new beginnings. This isn't a call to forget God's provision, but to forget the failures and focus now on the new way forward through His grace and provision. Place God and His will at the forefront of your life and actions. Shift your perspective from worldly concerns to a spiritual one as you seek God's guidance in all things. The way to go is to follow the new things and not the former, tells us to focus on the present and future opportunities. They are more beneficial than being preoccupied with past events, whether positive or negative. Allow a fresh perspective on the present and future. Remember, we are made in the image of God. That makes us humans with creative spark. That spark enables us to generate new ideas and contribute to the world. This creative spark in us could prompt some curiosity in us that could inspire us to invent new things. As you follow these new things and not your old ways, it means that you are proceeding forward with new methods, new ways that cling, new method, new ways, rather than cling to your old, outdated ways. Keep pushing forward. Keep moving forward. I know it is very hard for some of us to adapt to new ways, but you must make that effort to move. You have to have a growth mindset which sees change as an opportunity for learning and development rather than a threat. The mindset is crucial for personal and professional development in a rapidly changing world. Change pushes us out of our comfort zones, challenging us to learn and develop new skills. I will give you an example. IBM. When I knew of IBM, they were producing typewriters. But they reinvented themselves multiple times, shifting from hardware manufacturing to focusing on software and services like AI and cloud computing. Amazon, we all know about today, I heard, evolved from an online bookstore to a global e-commerce giant today, and they are now tech innovators with products like Amazon Web Services, Alexa, and so on and so forth. Clinging to the past can make you miss out on new avenues for growth and success. All you need is your willingness to learn and a forward-thinking mindset to navigate a world of constant growth. Embrace change and focus on new opportunities. With God with you in it, you will become a huge success in Jesus' name. Amen. Focus on the future rather than the past, so says Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Release the grip of your past experiences and focus on the future. Do not dwell on your past failures or regrets, but rather learn from them and move forward. Look at Apostle Paul's statements. Talking to his brothers and sisters, that's what brethren is. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. He says, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Release the grip of your past experiences and focus on your future. Brethren, keep your eyes fixed on the road ahead. Avoid anything that will distract you from your way. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25 to 27. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25 to 27.
And let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor the left. Remove thy foot from evil. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. When that new thing God is doing for you comes to play, move directly forward. Fix your attention on your goals. Avoid anything or anyone that will distract you. Please avoid any negative comments or anyone that will discourage you or that could lead you astray. Pursue a righteous and fulfilling path that God has laid out for you. And we know that whatever we do will work for our good according to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It is a very clear declaration. And we know that all things work together for them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. God can orchestrate all circumstances, even difficult ones, to work for the benefit of those who love him and are part of his plan. God can bring about good from any situation that we call bad. Yes, all to favor me and you. And he is constantly bringing new things to us. Revelation chapter 21 verse 5 says, Revelation chapter 21 verse 5 says, and he that sat upon the throne said, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I will make things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. What else do you need? God will surely, definitely usher into our lives a new era of perfection and harmony. He will surely make new things. This renewal transformation encompasses both the physical and spiritual realms, which is new to us every day. The promise of a new creation offers us hope and encouragement to all believers, reminding us that God is actively working to restore and to redeem all things. God promises, assuring all believers that his words are true and will be fulfilled according to the word of God. We should be determined to pursue spiritual growth and Christ-likeness. We should develop a mindset that presses forward, striving towards the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. Jesus makes us new. He makes you new no matter your past baggage. Jesus makes you new no matter your past baggage. But you have to come to Christ. Because 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, therefore, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Brethren, as you come in contact with Jesus Christ, he makes you new. Let's now give an opportunity to those who are yet to become child of God, or who are yet to come in contact with Jesus Christ. How can you experience these new things if you don't know the giver? Let's give you an opportunity to have a relationship with him now as you repeat the prayer of salvation after me. Prayer of salvation. You repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I know that I've sinned against you. I repent of all my sins. Please forgive me. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, and is alive. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life. Write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I believe you've been blessed with this message. Join an amazing moment in God's presence by fellowshipping in his presence. There we'll learn and grow in God's words and prayer. It's a partnership with God's people and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Follow the link below to join us every Sunday and bi-weekly Wednesdays on our audio platforms. You're welcome.